BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 overview, including a little bit from 12 verse 31, the last verse of that chapter. Apostle Paul bridges from spiritual gifts to the root of many of the Corinthian congregation's problem. Their acts lack, quote, the most excellent way, love. Verse 31 of the last chapter, the very end. They are being driven by a chauffeur who was told the right place to go, but was given the wrong directions to get there. They are in danger of ending up in a place they did not want to go. Verse 13 and Matthew 9, 13 and chapter 12, verse 7. A number of the Corinthian believers had fallen asleep. Chapter 11, verse 30. God has given me different gifts at different times to help other people in different ways in my past. Yet, these gifts, whether tongues or prophecy or miraculous powers, healing, wisdom, or messages of knowledge, they're all temporary, according to verse 8b through 9. They are tools meant for the greater good. All tools can be used for good or for bad, including the gifts of the Spirit. All tools must be used in love. If not, then they're being used for bad. All good gifts are from God, including health, wealth, prosperity, food, drink, children, and gifts of the Spirit. These gifts should be used in love. Sometimes they're not. If they are not, then I am going in the wrong direction in life. Then my modus, which is my chauffeur, is driving me in the wrong direction. In a way, I am not at the checkpoints where I should use my God-given gifts to help others. Or I'm there, but I'm using them in a wrong way. Love is a verb more than a noun. Love is patient, kind, protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. Apostle Paul lists more actions provoked by love in verses 4 through 8a. I need to examine my heart. Is my chauffeur, my heart, going via the way of love?
BBBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.